WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
It's time to catch up with our weekend news crew who are on the front lines of covering this pandemic. That is, while the rest of us were working, caring for the family, or just trying to stay in and forget about it for a while, Dan Mihalopoulos was on the job, and Dan joins us now to talk about what's been going on. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Mary.
So, Dan, let's start with the numbers of people affected by COVID-19.
Yeah, over the weekend, the number of coronavirus cases in Illinois surpassed the 10,000 mark, a sad milestone, and now the 11,000 mark. As of yesterday, 274 people in the state have died in the coronavirus pandemic. And here's the thing, though. We've taken a harder look at the big picture, and we found that these deaths are not being spread around equally.
So what do you mean by that? Who's been hurt the most?
So my colleagues here at WBZ, Elliot Ramos and Maria Ines Zamudio, crunched the numbers, and they found that Blacks make up about 70% of the dead in this pandemic in Chicago so far. You know, they looked at the medical examiner's reports, and that's 70% of the dead being Black in a city where Blacks are 29% of the population. And here's Governor J.B. Pritzker's take on those findings.
It is a much broader problem that you know, over the course of 3 or 4 or 5 weeks here that we've been dealing with this pandemic, that it's hard to make up for decades, frankly, maybe centuries, of inequality of application of health care to people of color.
And we talked to some experts, and it also could be that poor people of color do not have jobs that allow them to work from home in many cases. So they have to show up to these jobs, and they frequently have to rely on public transit to get to their jobs. So in those circumstances, it's kind of hard to do the social distancing that's being recommended in this time of pandemic.
Before the weekend, the federal government and Illinois government recommended we all start wearing masks when we go out in public. How'd that play out over the weekend?
Yeah, on Friday, the Centers for Disease Control recommended that all of us wear masks to avoid spreading the disease and, you know, put whatever you can over your mouth, even a bandana, and save the medical grade masks for first responders. J.B. Pritzker showed up yesterday for the first time at one of his daily updates for the public wearing a mask himself.
So the governor's got a mask, but where are the rest of us supposed to find them?
Yeah, the CDC's website shows you how to make your own. I saw last night that even Rod Blagojevich, the corrupt former governor, has made a video apparently recommending how people do that. I would suggest using the CDC's website instead of that one. And we found a number of locals selling masks too. For example, the dress shop in Bridgeport called Molly MVT has been making masks because, you know, with this pandemic going on, their regular line of work, the dress business, is not going that well. The co-owner of that shop, Lily He, says she's had a hard time getting enough fabric to fill all the new orders for masks. So a situation that looked like it could be a complete bust for her business, she's been able to pivot and start a bit of a new line of products.
That's Dan Mihalopoulos, a reporter from WBEZ's government and politics team. Thanks for waking up with us, Dan.
My pleasure, Mary.